Live, and congrats to the crossbar in the AFC Toronto versus Montreal game as player of the match. You all saw it. It's the Vocal Minority Podcast.
Seriously.
It had a good game. It had a very good game.
It really did. That was so super solid.
Got the job done. Yes.
Raise your voice.
Did they do teams of the week? I hope they got the good photo of the crossbar.
Oh yeah, seriously. They don't do like three stars and stuff like that, like in hockey. But if they did, crossbar
for sure
would have gotten one of the stars for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Vocal Minority Podcast. It's fancy now. We've experienced the sweet life and kind of want more.
Yeah.
Oh, so nice. Thank you, Emma. Thank you, Nikki. Delightful. Other than the result, what a day.
Twas
a day.
Absolutely a day. Can prove it.
Yes.
Sun went up,
yes.
Sun went down.
Yep. Earth rotated on its axis and everything.
I felt it.
On this week's show, we recap a positive result for TFC. Yeah, that's right. Talk about the continuing curse at BMO Field for AFC Toronto. Ah, Lasai. Discuss some CanPL table moves. What?
Go on.
A little more FIFA drama. We're going to preview some matches and a wee bit more. Now to the panel. Absorbing a match by osmosis by being there in person. Please say hello to Duncan Fletcher.
Yay! Yeah, woo. Hello. Happy birthday to all you sweet summer children out there.
Oh, wow.
You know who I'm talking about.
Jonathan Fates. Yeah.
Yes. I know. Yes. Possessor of two more of his much-needed stickers. Please say hello to Mark Hinkley.
I was hoping you forgot that.
Hey, lucky. Everybody. You are so lucky there's no video of that. Come on.
Whatever. All right. First off, hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Vocal Minority Podcast. Yeah, you'll notice that in your feed thingy, there's literally fucking 4 months. Next time you see us go dark, you don't see us for like a couple weeks, ping us, please.
Yeah.
Mike, thank you for pinging us, but like,
legend,
we didn't know. I don't check my iTunes because I don't iTunes. But to be fair, I also didn't check Spotify, and I do actually Spotify. So, yeah. Welcome back. We didn't miss that much. Like as far as like we were away.
There was a World Cup or something. Is that what they call it?
Whatever.
World
overrated. Cup? Overrated.
Yeah.
I'm just happy that Italy won. The sticker thing. So this is a World Cup sticker book chasing thing. For those of you who don't know, FIFA and Panini and Coca-Cola all colluded to make sure you had to buy fucking bottles of Coke or Coke Zero to get 12 stickers. And you can kind of sort of see them if you put them on their side and hold a flashlight to the top and turn the label as you read through the my wife and I went through at least
15.
It
was quite the operation.
Yeah,
it was impressive, quite frankly.
And honestly,
and
I actually
entertaining as fuck.
I said this to Mary afterwards. I thanked her for making sure I wasn't the only solo dork doing it. Like solidarity. like if one of you is doing it, what the fuck's wrong with you? If two of you are doing it, it's like, oh, okay, it's not that bad.
Marital solidarity.
Oh my God. She's like, I've got her back all the time, but she unreasonably had my back there. So I appreciated that. But Kristen's comment was the stickers. I got two stickers. And hopefully you won't miss episode 584. Whenever that comes, we record it and get it out. But welcome back.
I'm just really, 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 really sad. But spoiler, the Toronto win. Otherwise, we didn't like miss in however many months it was, we didn't miss one TFC victory. I mean, technically we didn't, because we're talking about the first one since, they hadn't won since we were still like putting podcasts out onto Spotify and what have you.
Maybe we should have just, if knowing that, we should have planned better and have Kristen be excited. It's like, yeah, so TFC 8 in a row wins. We're currently in first. We're now like we're in some other universe, and we're just so happy that Toronto's in the hunt to sign Mbappe, and like just shit like that. Just we've outbid the Saudi league by a good 10 million euro. Like just absurdity after absurdity. But no, instead we kept it straight and we're like, yay, they won a game finally. Hooray. So good point, Duncan.
Yeah.
As for me, I'm slowly making my way through a giant but delicious chocolate cake. I am your host, Kristen Knowles, and now to the show.
That was a bit hasty.
There was a
It
lot of
was
that
a,
left over. Yeah.
oh my God, so much cake. I should, I could, there's no way I could have made you guys take some home, but there's so much. And it's so weighty. Every time I try to take it out of the fridge, I have to like brace myself. Thing
I
weighs a
had the
fucking ton.
when the slices were being divvied out and I was passing it along, when it was put in my hand, I felt my hand drop like a good like 4 inches. Like, what the fuck is it? Like, is it like fortified with iron? Because this is heavy for such a like
For such a
sliverage.
delicious cake.
Like it was like if you saw the people, if you saw how big the slice was and how
Oh my
heavy it
God.
was,
It's
you
so many layers. Oh, I should
like
count the layers. I will report back next show.
four. I think it was four, because I still
So.
couldn't figure out how the fuck it was so heavy.
Yeah, I mean, it was a very tall plate. And
Oh,
even
yes.
just
Yeah,
a really thin slice, you got a lot of cake from just how
yes.
tall it was.
I know.
And I've got to say, I feel like you don't have the biggest fridge, Kristen. I think this
No.
is going to be taking up a good percentage of your
Oh
fridge
no,
space.
I've taken it out of the box because the box was ridiculous, right? Like necessary to get it home. So I've taken it out of the box. It's still on the whatever the cake plate thing board, and I've gotten I had some clear plastic bags, and so I've put that around it to keep it from going stale, but still it's like, and it is. I had to rearrange like an entire shelf. I had to move things and like, oh my God, it was such an operation to get this freaking cake into the fridge. But I guess the good news is that I have so much cake. Like so much cake. And I have given some, I took some to work yesterday and gave it to my boss. I just so much cake. Anyway, it's delicious
Not a
though.
euphemism.
Back
No.
up. No. No, but it is
Liquor. Ooh, ooh. Hey there, Mr. Bossman. Do you want some cake? Want some cake? Wow, chicken. Wow,
No.
chicken. Wow, chicken.
Absolutely. No,
Wow.
stop. No, inappropriate. Inappropriate.
Duncan started it.
I
I
know.
just had a
Don't, but
funk
don't
riff
help
stuck in my
him.
head.
Oh,
Purely
no.
co coincidental. I don't. Just anyway.
No, gross. No.
Okay, and now to this week's show, because you did that like 3 minutes ago.
Yeah,
Psh.
okay. What's been happening? Actually, a fair amount. We're gonna talk about this massive overreaction first though. So as the V-Dub Cup is in its inaugural year, and they've done it in a slightly confusing manner, but we're gonna get through this year and then we'll do it better next year, but that's fine. So Montreal Roses hadn't played their match yet. So they played the Simcoe County Rovers on was it Tuesday night? Wednesday night?
Wednesday,
Wednesday
yes.
night? Yes. Wednesday night, yes. And so they lost. Montreal lost to see, this says League One Ontario. Canada Soccer Daily staff. It's Premier League Ontario or whatever the hell they're called now. I don't even know. League One Ontario works. Anyways, they lost. They lost 2-1 to Simcoe County Rovers, which, yes, was surprising. Was indeed a surprising result. Was unexpected. However, the next day, and again, what I still feel, and I wonder if there's something else going on behind the scenes, is a gross overreaction. They fired the coach. Now,
Well,
sure,
they're in, I mean, to be fair,
to be fair,
they're like fifth bottom in the league.
Montreal is in second place.
They're in fifth bottom, Kristen.
Fifth bottom.
I see what you're doing now.
No, okay, all
It took a
right, all
second.
right. It
That's
did,
really
it
good.
did, it did.
Wow, they're fucking terrible.
Fifth bottom and losing to like a League One team.
Oh my
Oh,
God,
Jesus.
embarrassing.
Anyway, I just
Did we not talk about
it's
this, the result of this last episode, or no?
no.
I think
Because they
it just happened like
it literally
recently,
just
yes.
happened.
No, the reason why I say this is because Simcoe scored in like the second minute and it was bus parking for the next 90 plus minutes.
Oh yeah. They did a master class. Like
Like
I get
just,
it. It was not a
I
good
could not fucking believe it.
game for Montreal and by any stretch of the imagination. It's just it's the whole they are a good team who are succeeding this season and this one match that came out of nowhere at it like it's there's like two matches in this you know they play at the most three matches in this entire cup competition and like this is why you fire your successful coach. So again, I wonder what is going on behind the scenes? Because this feels, it feels weird. It feels weird. Anyway, congratulations to the Simcoe County Rovers. Like, well done.
Hell
That's
yeah.
exciting for you. I we love a cup set, you know. So woohoo. Go underdogs. Congrats. So weird.
The way you said that sounded like you said "Go Wonder Dogs," and
I know.
that's a great name for a team.
I know. I've been up the Wonder Dogs for years. I think I've seen them a few times at the X.
Isn't that just the Rover's nickname?
That's right there. That's right there, and we fucked up. That's no, I can't. I cannot argue that one, Kristen. I think you won today. Very nice. I'm not gonna fucking beat that. But I'm still naming this fifth bottom. I just that's
Aw, damn it. I was
the
all
Wonder
right.
Dogs is brilliant, but fifth bottom's just that's math. That's just
All right.
math. And we love math. Whether you have it with
That's
an
true.
S or
That's
no
true.
S. Science.
We're
Yes.
very math-loving podcast. You're right. You're right. All right. Well, in a different sort of positive news, again, congratulations to the Wonder Dogs, which I'm now gonna call them forever. TFC, as predicted by me. Yeah, I'm gonna lord this. No. It's my one time in like a year and a half that I've been right about a Toronto FC result. Anyway, they won.
Woo.
They won 2-1 over the T terrorists who continue to be so bad on the road, and thank goodness. But like what I saw a good chunk of that match. That was a solid performance by Toronto. The goal by Corbianu, not bad. The goal by the new guy, holy shit. As
Yeah.
Mark keeps calling it, that was a thunder bastard.
I can defer to more expert opinions. While I'm proud of the, calling it out as a Thunder Bastard, I am by no means in a Thunder Bastardologist, you know what I was going for. Does that qualify Thunder Bastard material?
I mean, I say
I
yes,
think
because
so.
that's
It was definitely on the cusp of not being in Thunder Bastard range, so
I feel like Thunder Bastard should be something that's just It really had. Whereas I think
Yeah.
this shot was more about the accuracy rather than just, oh,
Fair.
he absolutely fucking smashed it.
Fair. I mean,
And it was a bit of both, but it
yeah,
wasn't like just a,
it
oh,
was
holy fucking
controlled.
shit. Yes.
It was controlled. It wasn't violent and it ended up in the back of that. Okay. Fair. I accept
Anyway,
that as terminology.
it was a hell of a goal.
It was a hell of a goal.
Yes.
Also, sort of notable about this match is that something I missed completely was that Jonathan Osorio, again, I remember he got, I guess he was hurt in the previous match, but I guess he's hurt, like to the point where when I looked at his status on the injury list, it said he wasn't coming back till October.
Oh.
I was like, oh, I have yet to really see a team announcement about this question mark question mark. So something to keep an eye on. Perhaps we will bother gentleman James Grossi to see if he has any inside knowledge for us. But yeah, that was kind of a surprise. Not that he was injured, but that he looked like he was going to be out for an extended period of time. So yeah, we will see what we can see. And he hasn't posted anything on his socials, so because I did check. Plus, anyway. So he was out and looks like he'll be out for a while. Kusevich, first start since April, returning a player returning from injury. What? Because Toronto still have a silly number of people out injured, but less than they did, which is why the lineup actually looks like it was a pretty solid looking lineup. Like that 11, I don't think was an offensive lineup. I was like, oh,
No, it wasn't.
these are some good players, and they are all playing together. Isn't that nice? You know, like that was my basic response. I was like, oh, look, some of the talented players get to play together all at the same time. Isn't that lovely? Let's see what they do. And they did a good thing. They played well for the most part. I didn't see the whole match. Did either of you get the full 90 effect?
I had it on. I was kind of watching little bits here or there. I mean, obviously, just the state of the game can affect the stats. Obviously, TFC 2-0 up at halftime. Yeah, New England is obviously going to be the more attacking team in the second half. That just makes sense. But, it was like shots, just shot attempts, 3-17.
Woof.
Shots on target, 1-5. Two goals scored, one shot on target. And all the other stats are all very favoring New England, really. Corners, 0-9. The little thing that I'm looking at here doesn't have the sort of XG, but I feel like I saw it on TV and it was very low. So, shit happens. This is sport, what have you. One Toronto team definitely deserved to win over the weekend, and Toronto FC got a win.
Could you damn with any fainter praise, Duncan? I don't know.
Don't
Hey,
know. When Duncan finished that sentence, all I could hear was John Cena's music playing. That's sick burn. It's over. End of promo. Nah, 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 nah. Wrestling heads know what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's a hell of a point. Yeah.
But yeah, defense counts. And New England,
He
I mean,
says
sure,
grudgingly.
they huffed and puffed and tried things, but without really looking super dangerous. So the way I presented that was perhaps somewhat harsh. But yeah, the whole one shot on target, very nice goal from Dorsch. And then, yeah, Garbianu's goal was just luck combined
Oh,
with.
absolutely, it was luck.
Combined
Like
with bad
the
goalkeeping,
yes, the
and
accidental goal is like what I like to call it, basically.
So yeah, hey, I'm sure over this like 14, 15 games, whatever it was. There were probably one or two games in there that TFC deserved better from. What goes around comes around. It's sports. Hooray. But good result. But let's maybe not look too much at the performance.
Still want to.
I kind of felt it wasn't as doom and gloom as that, but
But
you're
again,
also, to be
this is
fair,
Drunken, so.
you're not wrong though. That's the thing. Like, New England were constantly trying the same fucking two moves and failing at it most of the game
I mean,
until it
13 and fourth
worked.
place, that's their own fucking fault then, isn't it?
Yeah, no, like I think the way I kind of like interpret what Duncan was saying was that there's no fucking reason Toronto should have actually won this game. And statistically, he's not wrong. He's not wrong. Well, like, I watched the game and I'd seen the statistics. It's like I must not have been fully like glued to the telly. I know I definitely watched it, but that doesn't mean my phone wasn't in my hand, you know. That being said, there were a lot of fucking attacks, a lot of attacks by New England. And whether it was dumb luck, a little bit of pinball, Gavin making the save, that guy's immunity is incredible because he can't catch anything. But he punches the ball a lot. His vitamin C is through the roof, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, like it look, I'm not mad. If punching the ball out gives the side a win, punch it every game. I don't care. I'm not it was just the thing is like I said, it was a repetition of New England down the wing, cross into the middle. Either it misses everybody, it hits a guy who kicks it right into a defender's legs and it bounces out for a corner. Gavin gets to it, punches it out of the box. Like it was just the same move from either one side or the other side of the wing. And that's fine because that I know that is how Mark plays FIFA. And so like I can't fault New England doing it because that's really like half my move set right there. But
I mean, hey, it worked for Argentina against England.
100%. But like yeah, it's like just seeing the graphical momentum chart on FOTMob, where there's only five whole peaks on that entire timeline and an entire mountain range under New England. It's like, oh yeah, that would explain all the times I go, oh, New England's on a counterattack. Like Harris down the wing here. Like, I swear to God, I know that the play-by-play guys on MLS are such fucking homers. Paul Dolan, do better.
But
He was a color
Toronto's at
commentator.
home.
Yeah. I mean, he was at least saying Gavron correctly. So that I was,
Gavron. Sorry, that
full
was my
marks
bad.
to full marks to Paul Dolan. But like it just was this rising jerk off session of just it's a matter of when New England score. And I hated it because they actually did. The good part was it was in a losing effort. So in your face commentators and hype machine, fuck you guys. That being said, like New England really were in control. They were really pushing. They were really going for it. Those stats are accurate now that I'm like kind of staring. I was like, oh yeah, Toronto didn't really have that many forays into the other half of the pitch. I mean, they did, but it wasn't as many. It wasn't like every
New England are a better team. Why don't you like this? Seriously, why do I spend time with you?
I don't. I just look. All I'm
Just be
saying.
happy. Fucking won.
Yeah, I'm thrilled.
Yeah, clearly not. Clearly, neither of you are thrilled with this result. You would have been happier. Well, Duncan will always be happier if they
Duncan will always
lose.
be happier.
Like, but
No,
seriously,
look.
why
Basically,
are we
hey,
tearing apart a perfectly serviceable win?
because we're proper
We're
journalists, proper
serious football
analysts.
journalists. Is
We're
that what it is?
serious
Sorry,
football analyst
I
types.
forgot about that.
Because
I forgot.
there were three whole seasons we were good. like I basically it's statistically they didn't deserve the win, but they did, and they looked good when they did score. And I didn't even realize Corbiana's goal didn't was an own goal until just reading it
Well,
now.
no, it wasn't an own goal. It
Well,
was,
I mean,
deflected.
look,
Yeah.
I still think
I'm
own goal is
kind of
stupid. I
looked
still think own goal being recorded is stupid. I think we should just do hockey rules. Who gives a shit who
up.
put it in the net? Who really cares? Does a player who gets an own goal, does he like lose his job? No. Then who gives a fuck? Give it to the player whose bonuses might help, whose career might be advanced by the fact that some archaic asshole didn't decide, well, it didn't go off of your leg, so
Therefore, fuck
that's
you.
them. Anyway, that's a take for another
All right.
fight.
Yes.
But
Fair.
anyway, yeah. I also, to be fair though, I also didn't think New England's repetition of doing the same fucking thing all game was ever going to work. It just seemed like somebody's not doing their job, whether it's the accuracy of the cross, being in the right position, or somehow trying to learn to defend like madmen, which I'll fucking take it because we've seen some really weak ass defending. So, I'm not saying it was all negativity and 3 points. They did a very good job of keeping it at 2-0 for 90 goddamn minutes. Back to you, Kristen.
Thanks. Also, the new guy made the team of the match day or
Of
whatever.
course
So,
he
yeah,
did.
sure. Dosh scored a good goal, had a good game. He's the second coming of Michael Bradley, don't you know? That's what everyone on Twitter's telling me. Which
Oh, is
is.
that what I see? I missed that. Anyway, I enjoy him so far, so I hope he continues to be enjoyable.
Yeah, it's positive.
All right. Let's move on from that. We'll find something else for these two to complain about. Oh, look, it's CanPL time. Hey, Mark.
Yay!
Mark, do you want to talk about CanPL?
Boo!
I
Do I?
mean,
I mean, come on.
of course not.
I want you to know that I chose nap over watching the Forge game, so
Oh,
I.
that's right. You did, because I messaged you and you were like, I was asleep. And I was like,
Yeah.
wait, what?
Yeah.
I'm so confused.
Results notwithstanding, it was still the right move. Because this motherfucker needed a nap. But I, what the only the telltale sign that I was missing nothing great was in the one battalion chat that I'm in. Somebody just all I saw was, oh no, Captain Headcase did it again. And I immediately went, what did Rama do? Because,
Oh, the red card,
yeah.
right?
Rama is what we all feared Richie Larea was going to become.
Still
A
time.
walking red card all the time. Instead, he's a walking yellow card and a foul magnet, which is an even better version of Richie Larea. Rezart Rama is a fucking red card walking, and it's just a matter of, is this going to be this dumb thing where he snaps and does something dumb, like put his hand around the throat of another player, just pushing him away? But he's got shoulders, guy. You don't have to go for the neck. So, yeah, it was just,
So what you're saying is it's a gamble to have this Rama guy out there.
the sad part is that he's
You could call him Casino Rama.
Duncan, you're gonna have to we're
Boom
gonna have to split
boom.
this up into more episodes because these are good titles. But Fifth Bomb, you can't beat that. That's not going to be that's not gonna
Mark
be
is not letting that go anytime
No,
soon.
I don't know if I'm gonna come up with a better title for the rest of the year. Me, for the every episode. That Fifth Bomb is so fucking good. A 16 league, why didn't we ever come up with that before? Even with the KPL, it's been around for 7 years. Eight fucking teams. Why have we never said, oh, well, they're seventh from the bottom? You know, we've never fucking said that. And it's been right there. It's so good. Anyway, yeah, Casino Rama. Yeah, that's, you know, fuck it. Let's do a battalion podcast. We've got the first episode title figured out. That's fabulous. But yeah, it's, he's so good when he's not looking like he's about to unleash. his inner stupid. Like the first year he was there, he was really like he was a, it was just, it was, when's he getting the first yellow and will they get him off before he gets the second one? And then he, I think he went to Albania to play a season.
That sounds right.
He came back and he had mellowed out enough that he wasn't so much a walking red card, and he learned how to play his position with a little bit more finesse, which was really good because we needed somebody to play on the right side, and he was becoming that guy. Excellent. Well, I guess he's forgotten about that time he went to Albania because the old one is starting to creep up, and it's like, oh, you're now walking two yellow cards. This one was straight red, so he just lost the plot. It looked like, I don't know, it looked like Hamilton just kind of, I don't want to say like they dropped their heads, but as soon as that booking happened, it was like, you know when you're like little kids and somebody gets like sent off and everybody just throws their hands up in the air, like, why did they do this? Why did the universe do this to us? It kind of felt like that because they all just kind of dropped about two gears of like motivation. You could just see it in their body language. It's just, oh no, they're gonna lose this game. I was just surprised it was this kind of like, I was expecting a bit worse, but I'll take it.
Well, ultimately, a 2-1 loss to their greatest rivals, who at least temporarily have possession of first place in the KNPL.
Just
And
wait until the seagulls get to them.
well, I'm sure that's coming. Other than that disappointment, depending on how you look at things, I'm sure many people are disappointed by that. For me, the greatest disappointment on the week for KNPL was the Seagulls Aquaman match, where once again, Aquaman were winning. They were winning. They were winning. They looked like they might actually win. But oh no, they're not allowed to win this season. Nope. Taryn fucking Campbell had to.
Oh, you've got to be happy for Taryn Campbell, surely,
I
Kristen.
am happy for Taryn Campbell, but
But, sorry, I knew the boat was coming.
not in this.
Not
It's
now.
no, not now. Not when it. I just want them to win a game. Fucking Calgary Wild, which we'll talk about shortly. Like, so why can't Pacific win games? Like, what? Why? Why? And they looked decent. For I watched a lot of that match.
At
They
this
look.
point, yeah, I mean, at this point, Kristen, I mean, there's nothing to be gained from them winning.
It's
It's,
not like there's. It's
they're not
not
going
like
to
they
catch anyone
somehow.
in the table. Nothing's going to happen. Just go for the 0-win season. Commit
No,
to the
I
bit.
will not. No, I will not commit to that bit. They have been in dire straits for like 2 seasons now, and I fear for their existence, and I can't take it if another fucking team in KNPL disappears. So no, I need them to turn this shit around.
I'm not
God
suggesting
damn it.
disappear. I'm just
All
suggesting
right. You're just
not win.
suggesting comedy.
Yes.
Like, yes, they got a point out of it again. Oh, good.
Be
Another
historic.
draw. Which does, how many draws do they have? They have 5 draws. Just like them to win a game. Just anyway. And then if you wanted goals, you wanted to watch York Six find their scoring boots. As they traded, well, they didn't trade goals. They scored a bunch and then very quickly went, oh well, that should be enough, and then forgot how to play defense and almost fucking lost. But they managed a 4-3 victory over the Wanderers. And then Supra also blew up and imploded partway through their match and lost 2-1 to the Ott Leti. So let's see. Yeah, so we got Calgary in first, and then Hamilton, and then the middle ground, which is the Seagulls still in third, followed by Ott Letty, and then Supra, York Six, and Halifax all sort of hanging out in and around the same point total, and then the Aquamen, 5 points from their five draws. However, let's see what do we got coming up this week. We got some excitement. Scrolly, scrolly, scroll. Ooh, Ottawa play. What is this weird? Oh, right, because this is Campion. We have fucking imbalanced schedule of madness. Wow, everyone plays a lot this week. Mark, have you seen this?
Oh, I'm skipping at least one or two of those games.
I was gonna say, like, are you, do you just live at Hamilton Stadium for the
Oh,
next 4
God.
days?
Yeah,
Oh, holy crap.
I'm
So many
unfortunately
matches.
booked. It sucks. The only one I can actually get to, I think, is the Super Forge match on the Friday, so.
Not going to your birthday match? What?
No, I'm unfortunately I'm not going to the amount of times I've wanted to have a game on my birthday and there's fucking two and it's a Wednesday. Like everyone go to hell, honestly.
I
Both of you schedule cunts just all go to hell. Fuck you both.
like, what is
I'm
this?
just like, what the fuck?
But at least, all right. So for Ham, at least for Hamilton, for Hamilton supporters, Mark, Supra and Pacific.
Oh
There
wait,
you go.
Super's at, oh, it's a road game. I'm not going on that one. Fuck, I'm not,
Oh, those are road games.
I know. I can't, the super game tomorrow is at home. I was looking at the 28th
Oh
and
no, I'm looking at tomorrow and the 22nd.
yeah, nope, busy.
Oh, that's right,
Totes
you are busy.
biz.
Totes biz. All right, well, so Ott Letty played twice this week. Hamilton played twice this week.
Please tell me there's a team that doesn't play at all this week.
No, Halifax is playing. Wait, I don't see York
Edmonton.
Six anywhere.
Edmonton's not playing.
No, York Six isn't playing. Hold on. Oh, that's not true. They're playing on. Oh my God, there's so many matches.
They're at home on Sunday.
They're at home on Sunday. Fuck's sakes. Between tomorrow and Sunday, there's six matches set. There's so many matches. Holy fuck. So York Six and Calgary, and Halifax. Everyone else plays two games. Yeah, Seagulls have two matches. Super have two matches. Oh, holy crap. Well, for Campiel fans, cancel everything if you want to settle in and see if anything happens in the table. Does this rebalance the table, though? Probably not. It's probably not enough matches to make that happen. Anyway, there's a lot of fucking matches. I don't know which one to pick as match of the week. So, just look at the schedule and pick a match that you think is fun. Obviously, I'm assuming that Aquaman lose on the weekend. Won't that be fun? And I don't know. The sea, you know what? Seagulls Ottawa. There we go. Seagulls Ottawa tomorrow night, day after recording. That is an important clash in terms of table positioning for the Seagulls to solidify their place in third over the Ott Letty. So, that's probably the match. Yeah. All right. There we go. Exciting stuff. So many matches. Holy crap. Now to the NSL. Well, as we mentioned earlier, Duncan, Mark, and I did indeed go to the AFC Toronto match on Sunday. And we did indeed watch it from the comfort of a lovely box, which was quite delightful. I recommend it if you're ever able to do so. It's fun. I still am a little disappointed in myself for not climbing over the railing and just like running the rows of the boxes because there was no one else in the rest of them. But we were distracted by the game and the amenities of the box. So, yes, we are very spoiled.
I think I'm
And
still full.
yeah, seriously, holy crap. My fridge still has food in it, not just cake. Delightful experience from that standpoint. Less delightful from the match results, which, man, Toronto, it's like watching TFC play Columbus for 2 seasons, or however long it took. I don't even remember anymore. Where Columbus always had Toronto's number. BMO Field apparently has AFC Toronto's number because they cannot get their shit together enough to win. And the probably the most, well, there's lots of frustrating things about this match, but like the first half, AFC had the bulk of the chances. They looked sharper. They spent a lot of time in Montreal's end. They were fun to watch. People were doing all sorts of fancy footwork. There was lots of stepovers and movement, but it made sense that they did it, right? They weren't just showing off. It forward, you know, it moved the play forward. It allowed them to get open. Like, they were doing so many nice things to have nothing come of it at all. Now, credit to Montreal's keeper. She was very good.
The crossbar.
And the cross, yes, the crossbar, Montreal's new signing. But then their human keeper also had a pretty decent match as well. But yeah, so you know, they go into the half nil-nil, and you're like, all right, like you still feel like there's a goal in this, you know, like the Toronto's again looking sharp, playing nice. And then there was the second half began, and there was a penalty. And then there was a disallowed goal for offside by Shalina Zdorsky. And then it just sort of fell to pieces, really. We were all there. What are your general thoughts, men?
Toronto should have won that game, but it's sports. Things happen. Sometimes they don't. One Toronto team deserved to win this week. AFC Toronto did not get a win.
I was hoping you were just going to throw
Yeah,
another
like more.
cheap shot
Yeah, so did I. I wasn't
at
hoping. I was
boxing.
expecting.
But they did as much as you could expect, and luck was not on their side. And there we are. That's about
Yeah,
it.
I kind of felt like the first half was like that was like Toronto looked great, and it was just a matter of time before the floodgate would finally crack and they just light up Montreal. And I think them not getting not breaking through in that first half, and then the is it a penalty, is it not a penalty kind of
Yeah.
just like at like it if they weren't already frustrated enough by doing so much and getting nothing from it, then having the ref, well, I don't even know if it's the ref's fault. I did not watch the replay, but of it, but certainly it looks sus that it was even a penalty at all. Anyway, yeah, it was just.
Yeah, it seemed like it was outside the box from what I could see, but yeah.
And there were also like, weren't a bunch called back because someone was offside because they were like at the goal line, but
Yes.
not in the play. Like that's just, that's
Yes.
another rung of like, it's not
Yes.
even the world is against us. We're also against us.
Yes.
It's kind of hard to, for everybody to pull in the same direction when one person decides, ah, look, something to do over here, and they're offside. It's just, it was a combination of bad luck, questionable officiating, and then questionable decisions by their, like, not in the play players. Like, you did not need to be on the goal line in every situation, especially this one. And then you were in it offside and it got called back. So yeah, it was, it just felt like there was always one or two things just not going their way. And it was hard for them. I think it was also hard for them to sustain that momentum when it was just like everything else is fucked up. Why do we think
Yeah.
that this one's gonna go well?
Well, and then so with that, the disappointment of that, and then the sort of so this has sort of been the interesting fallout is maybe the wrong word, but next sort of next day,
I mean,
AFC
Toronto fire
Toronto's,
there, coach.
yeah, no, AFC Toronto statement. And it's a weird statement, right? Like I get it. But usually when teams are upset about a result or upset about refereeing, and I do think that the ref was not like just in terms of foul calling, I really did feel she was not. How many times did I feel like I yelled a lot before the game started? We were very complimentary, and as the game progressed, I questioned a lot of calls, and not just because I am a supporter of AFC Toronto, but because I really felt like fouls were being called in one direction only for much of the game. It really seemed that way to me. But again, I am obviously a little bit biased and sometimes more than a little bit biased. Anyway, apparently there's a lot of complaints from the fans. And so AFC Toronto released a statement. Statement from AFC Toronto. We have heard the concerns expressed by our supporters following Sunday's match. We take them seriously and have been in contact with the Northern Super League and are connecting with Canada Soccer through the appropriate channels.
Concerns about what? That's a very vague statement.
I know, that's what I said. The statements, this is not the usually the type of statement. Usually it's more team focused. We are displeased with the
Yeah,
refereeing.
I mean,
Like there's usually more focus.
who
Who
gives a
gives a
shit what
fuck
the
about what
fans
the
are
fans
saying?
say? No, I
Of course, the
know.
fans are biased.
Of course
Yeah.
the fans are biased. Exactly. So this is, like I said, this is a very strange statement, and I'm not sure what is to be served by phrasing it like that. But this went out on all of AFC Toronto's socials. It's still up. It's on their news page on their part of the NSL website. Yeah, it's I doubt anything will come of it. I don't know if we'll see a statement from NSL or from Canada Soccer. Like it's just anyways, it's just a very odd choice to make, I feel, especially in phrasing it like that. Like if you're pissed off, say you're pissed off. Don't do this really bland, yes, we've heard the
Oh.
fans, and yes, we want to support the fans in their displeasure. Like it's just weird. It's weird.
Yeah,
I don't.
I didn't fully get such a, I don't know, pandering statement.
Yeah.
Like I don't, yeah, like you should, it wasn't worth the post
I know, like that's.
for the phone call everyone's going to get. Like, you also didn't say anything, but now you're just like, oh, we understand our fans are upset at the referee.
Yeah.
Like,
So
that's not the,
because we love our fans, we will say something
yes,
to.
we're gonna eat a fine for no reason.
Yeah,
Hmm.
like I
Well
just.
played. You're doing great.
Yeah, right? Like,
Fuck.
but seriously. I just don't. Ugh. Again, I don't disagree that I think there was issues with the refereeing, but this is not the way to do that. Anyway, it's, yeah, we'll see if anything comes of it, but fuck. what an odd approach to take, you know? Odd fucking approach. Anyway, moving on to other matches. The what was the where's the bonkers match? Calgary, yeah. So Calgary, apparently Calgary are indeed allowed to win matches this season, the Wild. And they've now won two in a row.
My God.
I
Woo.
know, they're almost at double digit points.
And they're
Like,
only in sixth place. I'm doing the
they're
opposite of
only
what
in
Anthony's
sixth
doing.
place. Exactly. They've only
Duncan, it
conceded.
works that way too.
They've Yeah.
only Yours is better, but it
conceded
works that way.
yeah. But no,
Forty
sixth place. Sixth
four
place, it's very
goals.
respectable.
44 goals is what they've conceded. 44.
All the what's great is that if they keep on this tear, they might actually get to fifth.
Yeah, seriously.
They've won two games and they are still 11 points out of fifth. Jesus.
Hey, if the Seagulls can do it, so can Calgary.
Apparently. Anyway, they won a bonkers match against Ottawa, who are, you know, the top team in the league, and that they did not care on this night by just bonkers. Yeah, they were up 2-0, and then Ottawa came back, and then they scored again, and like this was all in the first half. Like 5 goals in the first half. Calgary leading 3-2. And then Calgary went up 4-2. I was like, oh, surely. And then Ottawa pulled one back late, 85th minute. Got a penalty. But Calgary somehow held on against the best team in the league for their second consecutive victory.
Ooh.
And I know. Yes, not only have they won two games, two in a row.
Woo.
Terry, you need to talk to Calgary people or something. I don't know. Ask for some help. So that was very exciting.
Can
And
we get a version of the table? And I realize it's the NSL, so I'm just surprised that they've got anything. We just get a version of the table sort of based on, just the last two games. So that Calgary can be top. It's like a form table, whatever. Just so, over the last week, Calgary, look at these guys. Woo.
Vancouver were victorious over Halifax, coming back to win 2-1 after Halifax went up early, and I think they late winner by DeFilippo, who got both goals, I believe. She had a brace. So that keeps them ahead of. They're still ahead of Calgary. They're probably safely ahead of Calgary. Anyway, there was some excitement to be had in the NSL over the weekend. And we will let's see what's coming up. Oh, Calgary. Well, who knows? Calgary's apparently can beat anybody, so they're playing Montreal next. Let's see who we got. We've got Ottawa, Vancouver, Halifax, Toronto, and Montreal, Calgary. Those are your NSL matches coming up this week, and we'll pick a match of the week a little bit later on in the show. Let's move on to what we are talking about, and let's lead with this tiny little bit of FIFA drama because, you know, a week can't go by without just a smidgen, just a drab of drama, just a drop of drama. FIFA Chief Operating Officer Kevin Lamour, ooh la la, fired
Ooh.
after strong public criticism of Gianni Infantino. Ooh, I love this. I love this. Kevin Lamour said if he lost his job as FIFA chief operating officer for speaking out publicly against Gianni Infantino's FIFA forward enterprise plans, that he would respect and understand the decision. That day has arrived for the Frenchman, who was sacked on Monday. FIFA did not go so far as saying that he was fired, but I love this. A spokesperson confirmed that the working relationship between FIFA and Kevin Lamour has ended. They thank him for his 2 years of service and wish him the best of luck for the future. So is this, how else is this, just a fancy way of saying you're, this is a fancy way of saying you're fired, but like clearly you're saying he's fired. So just anyway. Again, I don't even know how much drama it is. It's just another indication that Infantino's base is still pretty strong. And that if you speak out too much, apparently you're gonna get smacked. And I'm sure he'll find gainful employment with UEFA. That's what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for the next article to be like, Kevin Lamour appointed blank, blank, blank of UEFA, for this committee or on this sitting body or this board or whatever. But I just assume that that's the lateral move and how all this stuff is going to work for the next while, is the scrambling for football organization supremacy on the global stage continues. But yeah, Kevin Lamour,
Entertaining,
what a great name.
yes.
Although Kevin, like, can we not,
Yeah, come on. If
can we
you got the last name Lamour,
not,
you don't call your kid Kevin. Come on,
right? Come on,
happy.
parents. Yes, Hugo,
Yeah,
Hugo Lamour. It's a
Jacques. He is
Jacques
French.
Lamour, ooh la la.
I'm pretty sure he's part
Oi,
of
Jack
some kind
Love,
of.
over here, mate. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's part of some parody that already sounds like but I just love the fact like just clicked on his name, did a search, and he is absolutely France French, which I really want to find out like all of his siblings have got like really like Jean-Luc's like just like old French classic names. And then here's Kevin. He's the youngest of five. It's like we gave up. We just saw Home Alone. You're Kevin.
Yeah, I'd say when we were naming cats, we had there was Murphy and Riley and Finnegan. I said, like, yeah, we're giving away. Okay. Can't think of any more Irish names. Just Leonard. Shit happens. Wasn't there, isn't there like some like actual Brazilian guy called Kevin? The guy who plays for Fulham or something.
It
Like there's
sounds plausible.
somebody in the
Oh, that
Premier League
sounds super
is like
plausible, actually.
Brazilian. It's like, ooh, and he's
I mean,
fancy Brazilian one name player, Kevin.
it wasn't that long ago, Duncan, where there I discovered that there was more than one footballer named Fred. So like
That was very confusing. That was very confusing. I did not enjoy that. I was like,
what was the
wait, I
most
thought I
confusing
knew who
part?
this was.
The most confusing part was that the Fred who was playing for DC United wasn't even the famous Fred.
No.
Like that's,
And that's
they
what you
went and signed the
expect
second
because
most famous
MLS
Fred.
Retirement League, like, come on. Stick with the program here. Fun fact about Mr. Lamour. He used to be an aide to
Who's
then
that?
UEFA president Platini. And also worked with Infantino at UEFA, so he's got connections. Anyways, he's gonna just go back to UEFA for a while, I'm sure. And we'll just see this jumping back and forth. It'll be hilarious. Oh dear. All right. Just wonder what drama will be brought next week. In national team news, Promise David. Again, we were surprised by this, but if you, dear listeners, had some inside knowledge of this. Congratulations, or maybe we're just not paying attention. Always possible. Promise David is joining the Seagulls of the Premier League. He's going to Brighton Hove Albion for a season-long loan from Royal Union Saint-Gilloise, with an obligation to make it a permanent transfer at the end of the season should certain criteria be met. This is a good move for him, anyway. Like, this is very good, actually.
hopefully he gets playing time, and that's
Yes.
the key to it all. But
Yes, of course.
I like clicked on the tweet from it and was going down through the comments, and it seems like Brighton fans were sort of very excited by this. And thought, oh my God, finally we signed a striker, and it seemed like they like him. Now, it's Twitter these days. It's probably all just like bots and what have you. But so who knows? But yeah, I mean, if he can get playing time, then it's a great move. And what I was not expecting, I didn't really think the sort of Belgium to like the Premier League thing was really
A pipeline,
a
yeah.
pipeline. No, I just went right. From Belgium, you go to like a mid to high level team, French team. Like Jonathan David went to Lille. That makes
Yes.
sense. And then from there,
Yes.
you maybe move on.
Exactly. There's
Or
usually a
maybe.
stopover somewhere, yeah. And like Brighton had a good season last year, Finished what, eighth, ninth, something like that?
I mean they're solidly mid-table, with like
All, and
potential
on the rise kind of
every now
thing,
and again. It's like thinking, oh, maybe more, for quite a few years now. So, it's a good move. I mean, are we sure that Brighton got the right Canadian David?
yeah.
Think they were signing the guy from like Juventus, that guy that's got
Juventus.
a hat trick. I don't know.
Maybe.
Presumably they knew what they were doing, but I'm a little bit surprised by this, but good on him, and hopefully if he gets playing time, great move.
Exactly. I mean, I would like to think that when Sangawa signed Promise David, they were just excited because they signed Jonathan David's brother, which isn't the case, but they didn't know any better. And look how that turned out. The guy's great. So, I mean, if his career arc is just mistaken identity, but it works out like a,
Just mistaken identity.
yeah, like a
It's just
sitcom.
just time after time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He
It's just
they'll just
he.
keep finding the mopes out there. The thing, oh, Canadian David. Yep, let's get
Yeah,
him.
we got him. Who's the smart ones in this business now? That's the wrong one. Shit. Oh,
All right, well.
he's actually really good. All right, yeah, we meant to do
Hey.
that. We knew all along.
That's totally what we meant to do. We're failing with style. And then on the again, this is a still sort of an up in the air situation, but there's been a lot of chatter for a couple weeks now, it seems, of Alistair Johnston going to Everton. And this has suffered a setback as he is injured again. So he is the what is manager Martin O'Neill is facing a few weeks on the sideline. So it's probably derailed this move, or at least certainly delayed it. As Everton will no doubt, I'm assuming they probably already are looking elsewhere for defensive help. But again, this is tough for Johnston in that, like, again, it would be a good move for him to go to the Premiership, but he's been injured a lot. He keeps getting injured. Like, this is it's becoming, endemic for him. And Like, I think of him in the last 2 years more injured than not. You
Yeah.
know, he's missed, obviously he's missed a lot of club time, but he's missed time with the national team as well, right? So, it starts to become a concern in terms of his career. Also, again, time with the national team, but and he's not like how old is Alistair Johnson now? Mid-20s? 25, 26? Something.
I probably got a late 20s.
Is he late
Yeah.
20s now?
Don't
On it.
know.
Yeah,
Yeah, go on, Mike.
thank you, Mark. But yeah, it's so now he's gonna looks like he'll probably be have to wait until the next transfer window, which is January.
27.
27. Okay.
Right. So
Split the
mid to
difference.
late. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, like it's always possible. Like it's not that teams don't pick up injured players. They do all the time, Toronto FC take a bow. Yeah, I hope this ends positively for him. Again, it's not that his time, playing for Martin O'Neill and playing for Celtic and everything hasn't been a success. He's won trophies. He's been, well liked and songs sung and favorable things written in the press about him. And that is great. Like he's played at a high level. He's done good things there, but this did seem like his time to move on. You hope that this isn't one of those things that permanently stalls his career, right?
Yeah, but you don't end up in Scotland for life, I do you?
No one wants that.
No.
But I feel yeah, I the whole injury thing is always tricky, especially when like we follow him as closely as we can because he's Canadian and it's always nice to hear of a kid that escapes League One Ontario to go make a whole ass career in Europe. So having like hearing that is just I hope he can rebound from this, have a good half season, and when that transfer window opens, off to Fulham he goes, or resume service, including resuming interest from the service. And just gets that move that he should have had, let's be fair. But I'm less concerned for his future prospects than I am, say, Alphonso Davies, where he just seems perpetually fragile. Let's
He
just say this.
started a preseason match. Everyone went fucking bonkers.
So
I
like
was like, all right, that's good.
this is to me this is a setback, like temporary setback, not a oh shit, this has derailed a career. Like he'll be hopefully he'll be fine and
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's one of those things that just like, oop, players are playing too much football these days. I mean, it's like he came back for the World Cup and he was just on the edge of. He just about made it back for the World Cup, and then there wasn't really a lot of time after that. And now he's trying to get back into playing. After an injury, whatever season, injury hit season, he could probably have used a full off season. And players very rarely get those these days. So, But it's. Should be hopefully just a small thing, and he'll be back and up and running, and can hopefully escape from Glasgow in January.
There we go. Escape from Glasgow. Guy
Yeah.
Ritchie, maybe.
Yes.
What's coming up? Whole bunch of stuff. We talked a little bit about, but Toronto Toronto has two matches this week, actually. Tomorrow, day after recording, versus Charlotte at home at BMO, and then oh, the match that everyone knows. Then they go to play Miami Vice on Saturday, away. I mean, really. I suppose Miami cares because it means they can pad their stats. Chance, they gotta work a little hard to catch Nashville, don't they? I don't know. Actually, yeah. Nashville solidly in second right now, Miami. Well then. God, what a weird home record. Four draws. All right. Toronto, this is your time. I'm just kidding. There's not a chance in hell. But Charlotte, much like the T Terrace, apparently is crap on the road. Toronto, here's
Hooray!
your chance.
Dreams do come true.
Dreams do come true.
3-0.
For
Expected goal
Charlotte?
prediction 0.4.
Yes. Five goals on three shots.
It's fascinating though. Like Charlotte are in fifth in the East, and have a solid home record, and then 2-5-1 on the road. I'm like, all right. So this is Toronto's chance. This is Toronto's opportunity to steal some more points, apparently. Like that's where's the players to watch things. I need to look at their
Who's
goals because
Zaha? He's still there.
yeah, oh God,
Okay.
he is still there. Who's this BL guy?
Is that 3 goals in 13 games? Well, to be fair, the 13 games is 162 minutes. Okay, so he's a sub.
Pep BL. It's got to be a DP, of course he is.
Tim
Spanish.
Ream.
Oh. Annoying.
Wasn't he on Fox Sports top 30 players to watch at the World Cup? Was it Tim Ream?
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
Right behind Mbappe. I figure everybody who played on the US national team made that list at some point in time because
Oh, what's this guy's first name? Please let it be cool.
Bronico.
It won't be. Yeah, exactly. That's what I just went to look
Brant
at.
Bronico.
Brant Bronico. Okay. I love this.
I hear Tony's voice every time I read Bronico, because he did it just like that, like an 80s TV
Like an 80s TV show.
promo.
Bronico.
Bronico, only on ABC.
Yeah, next up on Bronico. Bronico
Like,
has to take down
your
the
badge and
man.
your gun right now, Bronico.
Like David Schnegg.
Schneeg? Oh God, I missed that entirely. Where is he? Oh, there he
It's
is.
literally right above Bronico. You got
Yeah,
distracted.
I did. I totally got distracted by the Bronico.
T Smalls. What's Tiger Smalls?
Oh,
Fun.
amazing. Love that.
Yes.
That's so good. That's so good. Is it a good win or a bad win? Aha. Archie Goodwin. You, yes, yeah, so you, as I say, you, I feel like you should play tennis. Maybe
Oh,
golf.
Archibald Goodwin plays tennis.
Yeah, good point. Good point. My
Archie
dad,
plays.
my dad is Archibald. Please call me Archie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
Archibald
he's an
Goodwin the
Aussie.
second.
Alan's son, Maximin, is that I feel like he's famous, or he's got a famous relative, maybe, I don't know. Yeah, played for Newcastle and
There we go. Yeah.
what is who I was thinking of? He's with Charlotte. Oh, cool.
Another DPL. See, oh yeah, we could have had Alain Lamour. Like, oh, that would have just sung.
Yeah.
Honestly. Kobale. All right,
Yeah,
we've got some. This is, oh, Baye Kobale. Hell yes, Kolobale. Even better. Oh my God, I missed the other eye. This is fabulous. What a great name.
I refuse to recognize Leah Labata's first name and just shortened it to Labata.
La 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 la
Labata or the Forbidden Dance.
Labata.
Yes.
Oh, that way. You're going. You went that way.
There we go.
The Forbidden Dance. You make it
God,
sound
there was a
so
whole
racy.
terrible movie about it. An entire terrible movie about it. Oh no. All right. So what I guess the sort of the worrisome thing with Charlotte. Again, they score about as many goals as Toronto has, so they're pretty sort of evenly matched, you know, offensively and defensively from what I can tell from the standings. But they have, other than BL, who is, you know, they're obviously their go-to guy, they've spread the goals out, you know, across a lot of players, including Bronico.
Veronica.
God, I love his name so much.
Only on NBC.
Is it an NBC? Yeah, I guess Bronico would be NBC. It's
It's on NBC.
too cool for CBS. Brant Bronico. Like seriously,
Action Thursdays, Magnum PI,
the
Veronica, and the
whole
A
name. The
Team.
A-Team. Yes, exactly. Oh man, I love this guy's name. Good job, parents. What a great name. Great fucking name. How old is he?
And there's, and he's
25.
got one coworker who insists on pronouncing the D in Brandit. Brandt. No. This says Brandit. Brandit Bronico, would you come over here? I swear to God. Swear to God, Cooper.
Cooper, of
One
course,
day
his
I'm gonna
name's
put a bullet
Cooper.
in your head.
I
Whatever, Brandit.
think you mean it's a bullet at random.
And he punches a locker and it cuts to a next scene. Yeah, this is oh, we've this is fabulous. I love this.
I'm a little disappointed in his parents, just only a tiny little bit, like the tiniest smidgen of a bit. His middle name is James. I wanted it to be, I don't know, I was hoping for another B just for fun, but
Kristen,
dis.
BJ Bronico.
Oh my God! Yes!
Yeah, you said it was right
Yes!
there,
It was right there and I
right
missed
there.
it. Oh, I'm so
It's
disappointed in me.
look, it's okay. We've all done great work this week with
Oh
titles.
my God, yeah.
So
Fair, fair. Oh.
like this is even me catching
BJ
BJ Bronico,
Bronico.
Wonder Dog's still better. Like just I'm just not that I'm keeping track, but I'm keeping track, and I know
This is
comedically where things
fabulous.
sit. But I would watch the shit out of the DVD set
Oh
of
God, of BJ
Bronico
Bronco? Fuck yes.
seasons 1 through 7. Come on. Five, when they brought the talking dog in, made no fucking sense.
I know, like I don't know what they were doing there, but that and but then when they did the Friday night the movie, oh, that was so good.
Oh, fuck yeah. The
The
crossover with Knight Rider, who
crossover with
saw
that,
that coming?
exactly, yes. Branico. Doo -doo -doo -doo. Oh fuck. All right. S score
I'm watching
predictions for
Bronico,
this
by the way.
week.
Both
Yeah,
the show
seriously.
and that's the
And
player.
the player, yeah, 100%, 100%. Predictions.
Nil-nil.
Bronico gets
Freeze.
recast and rebooted for a modern audience, and I'm gonna go with God, I want Toronto to win this so bad, and it with the similar stats from the last game.
Amazing,
I'll say 1-0, similar stats from last game.
amazing. I'm bonkers for this. 2-0 Toronto.
Reasonable.
Why not? All right. Now to Saturday's match against Miami.
You imagine how much tickets are going for now that They get to see Josh Sargent come into town to see
Right. Now,
scalpers galore.
the interesting thing, however, the interesting thing, there's two interesting facts about this
Yeah,
match.
two. Jesus. Let's
I know. I
mm.
know.
Two
I'm
more
so
I thought there
sorry.
might be. Go for it,
Like, I
Tiffany.
know, truly. One, Toronto's never has not beaten Miami in five matches, or maybe, I don't know. I don't know ever. I'm sure they have at least once, but two draws and three wins by Miami. Miami's lost their last three matches
Oh no.
in a row. Yeah. I guess
Baby
that's what the last three
soft.
matches means, Kristen. Just putting that out there. Now, Miami, of course, heavily favored to win because, of
But their
course,
home
they are.
record's dog shit.
Probably.
3-1-4. How are you in second place with a 3-1-4 home record? I mean, the answer is really good on the road. But like, which is weird because that means every away game's probably like a home game anyway. Am I right? Am I right,
Yeah, no,
Patriots?
seriously, but again, like this is anyway, there's always a chance. Now
New
Toronto were
stadium. There's always problems there trying to get used to a new stadium. Blah 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 blah
they lost their opener at that stadium. I do remember that. That was hilarious. Now Toronto were shit on the road, but this is a new Toronto. This is a post World Cup Toronto, you know, with a fancy new midfielder. You okay? I wasn't trying to kill you with that. Are you all right?
A post World Cup Toronto. And they do have a new midfielder. It's true. Yes,
It's
yes.
true. It's changing everything.
Apparently, yes. This Bosch guy
Oh
is
no.
good.
Yes,
Yes.
he is actually, but anyway. No, like again, I don't really foresee a victory for Toronto. In this match, I do feel, regardless of Miami losing three their last three matches, which just does delight me. It is all kinds of unlikely that Toronto, you know, even steal a point in this one. The only thing that makes it even other, yeah, their terrible home form. Their terrible recent form is that, considering they are in second place, this is purely on goals because they are porous at the back. They care not for defense, right? Because they score goals. Like that's Miami's whole thing. You know, you give the ball to Suarez, you give the ball to Messi, you give the ball to whenever their other, you know, players that they shouldn't be able to afford to have. But welcome to the MLS cocktail napkin rules.
But then I
They're
think their expensive goalie should be able to stop all the goals. Dane, come on.
I know,
Come on,
Dane,
Dane.
seriously.
Is he still their goalie or is he like lost his place?
I don't know if this Novo guy is if he's I don't know if
Is
he's
that a
been starting.
permanent thing? Or if
I don't know. I'm not sure, but so Plambeck? Your name is what? Who is this person? Preston Plambeck. Of course you're American. Oh my God, your parents have a lot to answer for. Preston Plambeck.
they don't have anything to answer for because he was paid to play his entire career.
Yeah, no fucking kidding.
He was the best gated community soccer player in his gated community. Because you don't have a fucking name like this living in the tough
Preston.
streets of St.
Oh,
Louis or some
fuck. Oh,
shit,
yeah. No
right?
fucking kidding.
Bradenton, Florida. Oh yeah,
Oh,
he's
God.
hard
Yes.
life.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Hard life. His first car
Hard
had a
life
gear shift in it
for
in and of itself.
us. Oh, no.
He only had a
Preston
new Honda.
Plambeck.
Yeah.
Ugh. I fray.
Oh God,
Yeah.
Casemiro.
I
Casemiro,
forgot that he
yeah.
was there.
I'm watching Casemiro because it's a
Yeah.
sad. It's
Yeah.
just a sad, guys.
It's so, it's so. He's played three games.
Also, this league's bullshit.
So weird.
This league is
Well,
so
this
bullshit.
league is so bullshit.
It's like,
Exactly.
how the fuck do you guys load it with this many players? Bullshit.
Yeah. No,
Yeah.
it's. We
I'm
had a.
obviously watching Luis Suarez.
Well, you're just waiting for the next bite.
Sure.
Brinks. Montreal signs what's his face, and it's like, oh, look at us. We look what we signed. And Inter Miami's loaded with their eighth fucking top 200 caliber player. Like, come on.
So many.
Just fuck all the way off.
So many.
Is Messi playing these days, or after his dad died, is he actually playing right now, or?
No, I think he subbed in the last match. I think he's back to playing now. I think that's what that one sub appearance there is. I think he
Okay.
subbed in the last match, so I expect he will start on Saturday. That's my
I mean,
guess.
it's a big game against
It is
Toronto, right?
exactly. It's against Toronto. You got to have your top players against such a team. So
Messi played looks like the full game last game.
oh, okay.
But if I can fucking use my eyeballs properly
Do it.
and locate wherever the fuck Miami played. There it is. Was this the substitution? Lineup. Yeah, it was the game before versus Columbus.
Oh, okay.
He subbed in the 53rd minute. So yeah, he's unfortunately
He's
back to full service.
back, baby. Did he score in the last match?
Nope. No, he missed a penalty by the looks of the icon.
Oh, Messi missed a penalty.
What?
That's,
I
I
am
know, right?
shocked
Incredible.
by this news.
That never happens.
Ever.
They must have not have seen the net shift. I'm assuming he just went wide. But yeah, is that what the little icon means? Yep, missed a penalty. Hit the woodwork. Oh my God, I didn't even know Fatmav did this. Highlights, hit the woodwork 2 times, took the most shots, 11, missed a penalty. I didn't know you could get such detail. My God, this is the best $6 I spend every year.
Magical. I love it.
Thank you, Fatmav. Thank you,
Fuck's
Fatmav daddies.
All right, what are we thinking here? Miami 4-0? Like, I don't know, man. And I don't actually think so. I actually don't believe that because
I'll say 4-1 because Miami are shit at defense. So, Toronto was shit at scoring. So it's not like we're going to really take advantage, but we'll get one.
okay.
So 4-1. Woo.
I'll go 3-2 for the bad guys.
That's what I was thinking too. Yeah, that's I think 3-2. Yeah, I'm with you there. All right, huzzah. Oh yeah, we sort of looked at the 7,000 matches for CAMPL this weekend. So, yeah, pick your. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, between tomorrow night, day after recording, and Sunday, there are 6 CanPL matches. Six. And then they're back at it again next Friday. So just boom, 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 match, match, match. Like just go. Like, well, they have to fix this fucking horribly imbalanced schedule at some point. So they're just. There's so many matches over the next couple weeks. Holy shit. If you're on the CanPL website, and if you're not, open up the CanPL website and just scroll the top. And it's just like, I swear there's like a match every 2 days because they're trying to fix this horribly imbalanced schedule that they created with 8 teams. Anyway. But yeah, I still think that that Seagulls Ottawa match tomorrow night looks pretty tasty. And then, Mark, I truly do not wish your team ill. I really don't. But I will, and it won't happen because Pacific are so bad.
They are.
But it would delight me. Like I would giggle incessantly and not message you because I'm a good friend. If they somehow won on Saturday, they will not. It will not
I want you to know, Kristen,
happen.
that you can absolutely message and giggle all you want. That is fine. For two important reasons. One, I know
What?
where it's coming from. Like, I understand, this
Oh,
season.
it's not
No,
malicious.
that's what I mean. This season is dog shit for you, like for Pacific. So, like, get a little bit of joy. I understand. And the other reason is I do not, under any circumstance, expect that to happen.
Oh, fuck no.
Like, Forge could put out everybody who sits in my row, and we might get a draw. Like, that's how ungood Pacific are. And I'm playing. That's the worst part. That's the insult. I'm the midfielder. There's no reason. I don't even know if I could connect the pass that far with any accuracy. But my God, they put me in, and we got a two-all draw. But yeah, like I think the last two games have weirdly exposed the thing that I've kind of been saying about Forge, is that somehow they aren't as good as their first place, now second, shows. And like, I'm not saying they're due for a losing streak, but again, I don't think they're not the dominant team from either of the past six seasons, any of the past six seasons.
Fair.
So, like, if there's a time to run up on them, oh, everybody get your kicks in, honestly. Have a fucking go. Like, I would love to see Pacific win their first game of the season against Hamilton. And that's not because I want to see Hamilton lose, or not because I want to see Pacific win, but because this is just this overall impression I have of Hamilton right now, that there's a coasting that's happening and I don't fully get it. And it's working, and that sucks, because the last thing I want for any team and for any supporter of any team is to watch your team coast and win, because all you need to do is run up against a team who is decent and determined, and you're fucked. And that's two in a row. So if Pacific can get their shit together for a whole 90 minutes, they have more of a puncher's chance than this standings look. And it Forge are seventh from the bottom. Like, it's not impossible. I'm gonna fucking burn it to I'm gonna beat that into the ground, Duncan, and I don't
Oh
mean to.
my
It's just so
God. Do
good.
it. Do it. Yeah.
It's so good. Forge is seventh from the bottom. Pacific's an eighth. I mean, like, it's just, they're not that far.
Exactly. Eighth place versus seventh bottom. Like,
Oh no.
Yeah, Kristen, the
You
bright
guys
side
are
of life. You need to always
stop
look on it, okay?
it.
Yeah, so anyway, yeah. Absolutely ping me. You know what? Ping me tomorrow. Without the proper introduction, because but if they blow it, then yeah, you can, like, it's not, you're not ruining nothing.
All right,
Your
we'll
boy's having
see.
a steak. You're fine.
I hope you're having a steak
I'm,
and
yeah, I'm,
a
yeah.
margarita.
I'm, oh, ooh.
Yeah, I have your best interests at heart.
I appreciate you.
I'm always thinking. All right, and then NSL, we've got, actually, you know what? It's an interesting. It's almost every weekend's interesting when there's only six teams, right? But given the results from last weekend, this past weekend, so Ottawa, who lost, best team in the league, lost to the worst team in the league. So they're going to play Vancouver at home. Like Ottawa will be at home, so on their terrible pitch. So looking for a little like return to form, reassert their dominance at the top spot. Vancouver, again, Vancouver has been just completely unreliable. Anytime they win right now, I'm actually surprised. So Halifax, Toronto. Toronto's on the road to Halifax. They're embarrassed about Sunday. They're mad. So could be playing with a chip on their shoulders. And Halifax is, they're fine. Toronto's a better team, but Toronto's also, sort of suffered some identity crises throughout this season. And then Montreal playing Calgary. Montreal be looking to, keep hold of that second spot and prevent Calgary from getting into the double digit points, which would be hilarious. But they're playing at home. I feel like Montreal play pretty well at home. And yeah, should be interesting. Both the Ottawa, Vancouver, and Halifax, Toronto matches are on TSN. And the Montreal, Calgary match is on CBC Gem and YouTube. So those are your viewing options for the NSL this weekend. And with that is our show this week. Indeed. Please join us next week when we see if any of our absolutely bonkers predictions for matches. We'll try and recap six gazillion Campiel matches next week. Maybe we'll see. There's gonna be a lot. There's a lot of football to talk about next week because so many games. Thank you, NSL, for already having fixed your schedule so that you're only playing three matches this week. I appreciate you. Now fix your fucking website. But yeah, and we'll see if there's any other FIFA drama to talk about. We'll find out. Actually, I don't know if we'll find anything else. Huh? There's no other cup matches next week. All right, so just a gazillion league matches, potential FIFA drama, anything else interesting that happens in the world of football as we see it. All right. Have been joined by these two fantastic gentlemen, to be found out there on the Twitters at Duncan D. Fletcher, Mr. Duncan Fletcher.
Hello.
On the tweet machine at Kit Nerd Mark with a K, not a Q, Mr. Mark Hinckley.
Thank you to everybody who continues to support and listen to our podcast. We absolutely appreciate it. Like I said, welcome back. And like, if you ever see us not have a podcast for a while, reach out. Like, I appreciate it. We genuinely appreciate it. I'm not gonna be like, oh, you're not doing it right. No, it's probably us. Let's be fair. But otherwise, I just want to say I had an absolutely fucking splendid time with you guys on the weekend.
Oh my God, yeah.
And when Duncan gets rich enough, he'll put us all in a box again and we'll be great.
Yay!
And I appreciate that about you, Duncan. I really do.
I'll do what I can.
So fun.
To be fair, I gotta hope that Roz can do what she can, because you know, if anyone's gonna be making us box money, it's Roz, not me.
I mean, I'm not questioning how or who, as long as it does. You know what I mean? You know, like,
Mark's like, I don't really care where the money comes
yeah,
from,
it's
as long as we get that sweet, sweet box life again.
not as important as it, you know, as long as I'm there, you know, as long as there's tickets, I don't like,
as long as I'm included.
yeah, I don't like, if you had to extort somebody, I can turn the blindest of eyes. And for those of you listening, extort people you know so you can get into private boxes too.
Yeah. I'd invite Mark.
And yeah,
Bonuses.
obviously.
That's the key.
Not necessary, but I probably won't say no.
As for me, you could find me on the internet. Yes, the entire internet at KZ Knowles. I have been your host, Kristen Knowles. Until next week, Canada, get used to it.